Oyens for 5 generations, sir," said Miss McAlariat. "We rattle the drawers every day, and we've never got anything solid, as you might say, excepting my granny, who got an egg beater she didn't remember putting there, and we're sure that was an accident."
"Mr. Litwig! Mr. Litwig!" somebody yelled. "They say the clacks... Oh, I'm so sorry!"
The sentence ended in syrup. Moist sighed and turned to the grinning newcomer in the charcoal-rimmed doorway. "Yes, Mr. Aggie."
"We've heard the clacks has gone down again, sir, to Sir Doubleless," said Aggie.
"How unfortunate," said Moist.
"Come, Miss McAlariat. Come, Mr. Aggie, let's move the mail."
There was a crowd in what remained of the hall. As Moist had remarked, the citizens had an enthusiasm for new things. The post was an old thing, of course, but it was so old that it had magically become new again. A cheer greeted Moist when he came down the steps. Give them a show, always give them a show. Ankh-Morpork would applaud a show. Moist commandeered a chair, stood on it, and cupped his hands. "Special today, ladies and gentlemen," he shouted above the din. "Mail to Pseudopolis reduced to 3 pence only. 3 pence. Coach goes at 10. And if anyone has clacks messages lodged with our unfortunate colleagues in the Grand Trunk Company and would care to get them back, we will deliver them for free." This caused an additional stir, and a number of people peeled away from the crowd and hurried off. "The post office, ladies and gentlemen," yelled Moist. "We deliver." There was a cheer.
"Do you want to know something really interesting, Mr. Litwig?"
said Stanley, hurrying up.
"And what's that, Stanley?" said Moist, climbing down off the chair. "We're selling lots of the new $1 stamps this morning, and do you know what? People are sending letters to themselves."
"What?" said Moist, mystified.
"Just so the stamps have been through the post, sir. That makes them real, you see. It proves they've been used. They're collecting them, sir. And it gets better, sir."
"How could it get better than that, Stanley?" said Moist. He looked down. Yes, the boy had a new shirt, showing a picture of the penny stamp and bearing the legend, "Ask me about stamps."
"Stolat wants Teamer and Spools to do them their own set, and the other cities are asking about it too."
Moist made a mental note. "We'll change the stamps often, and offer stamp designs to every city and country we can think of. Everyone will want to have their own stamps, rather than lick Veterinari's backside. And we'll honour them, too, if they'll deliver our mail, and Mr. Spools will express his gratitude to us in very definite ways. I'll see to it."
"Sorry about your pins, Stanley."
"Pins?" said the boy. "Oh, pins. Pins are just pointy metal things, sir. Pins are dead."
And so we progress, thought Moist. Always keep moving. There may be something behind you. All we need now is for the gods to smile on us. I think they'll smile a little broader outside. Moist stepped out into the daylight. The difference between the inside and the outside of the post office was less marked than formerly, but there were still a lot of people. There were a couple of watchmen, too. They'd be useful. They were already watching him suspiciously. Well, this was it. It was going to be a miracle. Actually, it bloody well was going to be a miracle. Moist stared up into the sky and listened to the voices of the gods.
End of CD 8.